Las Vegas is an incredibly fun place for partying, nightlife, shopping, and of course, a little time on the gaming tables. But there are also some superb natural and man-made attractions that are fantastic to explore if you want a little time away from all the glittering lights and crowds. The best way to explore beyond the Strip is to rent a car and take yourself sightseeing. We've combined the three most popular day trips from Las Vegas into one tour. You can do one of them, or all of them if you like. The longest day out sightseeing is to combine a visit to Hoover Dam together with a visit to the Grand Canyon West Rim. First, let's talk about Hoover Dam. All of my tour options begin by driving south on Las Vegas Boulevard, which is better known as the Strip. After passing the famous Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas sign, and grabbing a selfie, of course, we'll turn towards Boulder City and Hoover Dam, just a 45-minute drive away. We'll have lots of stories about the dam and the spectacular new bypass bridge as we approach, and the tour has tips about how to visit the dam and get the best views while avoiding wasting time in crowds. If you've decided the Hoover Dam is enough sightseeing for one day, then there's a whole bunch of mob stories to keep us entertained on the way back to the Strip. But for a full day of sightseeing, continue along the interstate to visit Grand Canyon West, which is about another hour and a half drive further. And the commentary will get you excited about seeing the Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon West is the location of the Glass Skywalk, which you most likely have seen pictures of. It's operated by the Hualapai Nation on their tribal lands. It's good to know that before you go, there is a fee to access the Grand Canyon site, and you'll save time by purchasing your ticket online before you go. The entrance fee is also called a legacy fee, and gets you access to three distinctive viewing areas at the site. The Glass Skywalk is additional, but you will see great views of the canyon even if you don't do the extra skywalk. After the visit, there are loads of Las Vegas stories to keep us entertained on the drive back to Vegas. Now, it's important to know that this is a different location than the Grand Canyon South Rim National Park, which is about a 4.5, maybe 5-hour drive each way from Las Vegas. If you want to do that very long day, you can download the Guide Along Grand Canyon Tour, which is a separate tour. The audio for that drive starts when you exit the interstate at Williams, a little over an hour before arriving at the park. Now, if you don't want such a long day to see the Grand Canyon, more than 10 hours of driving, then Grand Canyon West is a shorter option, only requiring about a 5-hour total driving time. But that said, it is a little more expensive to visit. The views are just as amazing from either location. The other half-day tour from Las Vegas is to visit Red Rock Canyon. Our tour route uses Blue Diamond Road to approach the mountain range, and there are a number of places of interest along the way if they sound like something you might like to do. After exploring the Red Rock Canyon loop drive, we return to the Strip with options of places to visit, like the Springs Reserve, an interactive new museum, Las Vegas' biggest outlet mall, and we'll tour through downtown, or like some people call it, Old Las Vegas. That's where the Fremont Street Light Show is located. And finally, as a bonus, the tour has commentary all the way up and down the Strip. So that is a lot of excellent sightseeing you can do if you rent a car or drive your own. No need to join an expensive bus tour. Just drive yourself, and I'll be your tour guide.